Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is July 26th and good evening. It's Monday. Welcome to the Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and tonight, of course, Rohan Isles. He is in with me and you'll hear more of Rohan in the coming weeks and months as me, Mervyn Hanley, will be taking a well-deserved, well-needed vacation and Rohan will take up the slack for a few weeks, months. And maybe, who knows, he may just overthrow me at the Blue Table. I don't know. but we will see how that goes. And tell you what, let us take a break and we'll be right back. When we come back, we will hear from, well, we'll speak on a number of issues, but let's hear first from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast. And we'll be right back with the Blue Table.
Making party yes, they've been working up for you and for me. Been dancing our dreams, providing loans for our families. Development passing is the business for we, for we. Yes, I'm commitment, providing loans and development for communities. Yeah. Development bank is working for me. Sustaining a positive nation for you and I. Development bank is working for me. Development bank is working for me.
Celebrating 40 years of development back to St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas.
We're back, and tonight we will deal with a number of matters. It was a very, in my mind, an eventful weekend, Rohan. Politics-wise, news-wise, good night again. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, continuing to press on despite the circumstances. What can we say? Another day in the land of the living, so another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And how is your campaign going, Rohan? I know that COVID-19 and the lockdown, recent lockdown on St. Kitts and Nevis would have put a hamper and a hold on some activities, especially political activities. So how has that been for you?
Well, of course, you know, here in St. Kitts and Nevis, we have had two updates to our state of emergency rules and orders, or curfew was increased from 6 to 9, and then today begins the new SRNO curfew is at 11. Mm-hmm. So political parties, we can speak for our mission, the opposition, we have been able to get back out into the communities and, you know, do some house-to-house canvassing and speaking to our constituents. And I can say constituents are eager to talk to the candidates, they are burning issues and things they'd like to share. And so, you know, when I began my campaign, I said my mission was about listening. And so I continue to listen to the people of St. George's. They have been sharing quite a bit of information on their satisfaction and dissatisfaction to date. And so, you know, through the coming days and weeks, we continue to canvass and to hear from our constituents, whether they currently support me or not. I want to hear from them. I want to be able to be in a position to craft policies and ideas that reflect what the people of St. George's are saying. And so today, we had the opportunity to speak to some people, and they're particularly happy that we have come at this time. You know, traditionally, you find politicians who wait until the golden hour is upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken an approach that can't be the case. If we're seeking to be hired by people, we must understand what is it they want out of that given assignment. And so, you know, the challenges are there, but that is what service calls for. That is what I intend to push through to the end with. So good and bad and indifferent, we are going through it.
Okay, right. Now, speaking on elections, we know that tonight we'll hear the results of the elections on St. Lucia. Alan Chastney, he's fighting for a second term as Prime Minister of St. Lucia. And you have Philip Jepier, the opposition leader, wants to be, at the end of tonight, he wants to be called Prime Minister-elect of St. Lucia. Any predictions on what you think might take place on St. Lucia tonight?
Not so much the bold predictions. I leave those for you. I will say I think tonight's results are going to show the difference between political likability and performance.
Yes.
When you look at the UWP and you have seen what they have done. Outside of COVID-19 and how they have handled that, the record will show that they would have done quite a bit in St. Lucia in their 4 years, something like 200 roads and providing more than 1,000 jobs in the innovative and technology area. They would have constructed a brand new hospital in 4 years. And, you know, I think I'll leave that for another time. But it's remarkable. Over the years, when we have seen political parties run on a platform of performance, they have not traditionally done so well, and that is why I have said that tonight would be about likability. Is the UWP still a likable party with its candidates, or are people more or less leaning towards the St. Lucia Labour Party? And how big an impact will the COVID-19 pandemic, the handling of that pandemic, play on the results, especially considering the fact that they have lost almost 90 lives and there are many other, as they would say, add-on effects from the COVID-19. So, for me, we'll see. If it is the St. Lucia Labour Party, then of course we can all attest to the fact that it might have been the likability of the candidates or the non-likability of the UWP candidates. Of course, we have covered St. Lucia and for the most part, in some quarters, Alan Chastney has not gotten high reviews in terms of his favorable status at the moment. You know, some of my colleagues from across the region who would have we grew politically together, they are saying that UWP might be under quite a bit of pressure in this election.
And, but you sound a bit UWP-ish. But go ahead.
Not really. My good friend who is Labour in St. Lucia, he's predicting a return to the government for Labour. One might say a biased prediction, but there are others of my colleagues as well who are saying that Labour will return to government tonight.
Well,
see, I had one friend who said to me that he predicted 10-5-2, Labour, UWP, and I think there might be independent candidates.
Yes, yes.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, I've had private conversations with renowned pollster Peter Wickham regarding this St. Lucia election, and he thinks it's going to be a very tight race. Maybe if you asked him 6 months ago, the conversation was a bit different, but he thinks it's going to be a very tight race, and he thinks it's going to boil down to three particular seats. He thinks that Stevenson King, who is now independent, who was once a UWP, he thinks that Peter King will go home to, I mean, Peter's, Stevenson King. He thinks that Stevenson King will go home tonight. And Stevenson King is a powerhouse in St. Lucia politics. I understand when Stevenson King wins elections, he's winning by 1,000, 2,000, and those kind of numbers. So it will be very interesting to see his numbers tonight and whether those folks, because of course he would have won under the strength of, UWP as a party. So we will see now, where that lies tonight. It will be very interesting in the next hour or two, the results coming out of St. Lucia. And of course, we'll bring those live to you. So that's St. Lucia. I will leave it there. And now let's deal with Antigua and the Barbuda, Rohan, because we have some news out of Antigua and Barbuda, where the government of Gaston Brown, the Honorable Prime Minister Gaston Brown, they would have met in cabinet, and the cabinet would have decided on a number of regulations or policies as it relates to the health and security of the people of Antigua and Barbuda. We know that all bars, restaurants, cinemas, places of entertainment, as of August 1st, will be required to ask for proof of vaccination. We have the fully vaccinated persons will receive their vaccination cards, and also government workers who refuse to pay for the COVID-19 tests, they will be asked to stay at home until, you know, that is, I guess, dealt with. So these are some of the policies that will be in place, or, well, anything can change between now and August 1st. But especially, I saw a lot of comments, pushback regarding the decisions made by some folks. And we are just bear with us. What? Yes, Rohan, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. Decisions. I was telling the audience that there are some folks who not too pleased. But I am saying, Rohan, though, that you know, with Gaston Brown and what he has done, Gaston, the Prime Minister, will be calling an election pretty soon. There's no secret about that. An election is imminent on Antigua and Barbuda. And he could have gone his merry way and say, you know what? There are so many people who are against this. I will not do this right now, right? But as I said earlier this week or last week in a post I made on social media, that I believe it was Martin Luther King Jr. who said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And this Prime Minister, and that is Gaston Brown, because he took an oath to protect his people. And you can chime in here for a second, but he's not one to make decisions because he's looking for people to like or adore him. So no matter what happens, Prime Minister Gaston Brown will be remembered for his bravery and his courage.
That is true. That is Gaston Brown. I mean, you know, I can reflect on when we started earlier. I'm sure we had a conversation. I think you asked me, what would be my position? Vaccination of our people versus votes. And he shared a very similar sentiment to mine. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you want your people to be protected. As you said, he took an oath to protect his people, you know, and to protect your people maybe from anything. And he's trying to protect his people from the ravages of COVID-19. You know, we accept and we understand that there is going to be pushback based on the fact that, you know, he's saying X, Y, Z for vaccinated people. You know, some people may say he's trying to mandate the vaccine on individuals. But from what I've heard from him, he continues to push it on pharmaceuticals, which has always been my argument. You know, we continue to believe that vaccination is a personal choice, is a medical choice. And we have got to admit and accept that with our choices comes responsibilities. I don't support a mandatory vaccine policy. But government is saying, listen, we have given every possible avenue for you to take the vaccine. We've got the vaccine is free. You have chosen so not to do, which means you now must bear responsibility for your action. So if you don't want to take the vaccine, then you must do what is in your best interest to protect yourself. And at the same time, you're going to find that you're going to become responsible for providing proof that you are not positive for the COVID-19 vaccine.
And then he went on to make a quote, and he said, I know that there are political consequences for the measures we introduced to encourage vaccinations. However, I'd rather be an ordinary citizen of a successful country of healthy people than the Prime Minister of a nation of sick people and an unhealthy economy.
Yep. Hopefully people understand that position, and you see that is clear cut by Dr. Gaston Brown, and hopefully, you know, other politicians just would see that that is the case. Listen, you don't want to vaccinate.
And of course, we're talking to Rohan Isles tonight. Of course, with the connections, it's not always the best. Rohan, I was just telling folks. I was just telling folks that sometimes the connections, the internet connections, and the data and the Wi-Fi from our providers are not always the best. And I wish that we can just get that handled. I was gonna say something else, but I'm on live podcast. But it's just they can be so. It can be so frustrating at times. That's all. But okay, so. Go ahead. There was some crosstalk you were saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was saying that even with the service provider, it is so much more than just the connection. It is, I mean, if we can sidebar for a moment, of course, you know, the 32nd Olympiad is taking place in Tokyo, Japan at the moment. And, you know, here, if you're on one particular provider, you struggle with real coverage of the Olympics. And this is an event that the world tunes into. You know, as Caribbean people, there's certain events that we look forward to. And man, I guess those who are on the better network, as they are called, they're enjoying real coverage, while the rest of us are struggling to keep up with.
But why do we accept mediocrity? Or is it that it's okay? We there is no better way, so we just accept these. We just accept it. We just accept it.
I don't know. I guess when you consider it, it's like, what is it? The better of the two evils?
Yes, but Rohan, say one, say two, you know. There are other options. You have satellite. You have these internet channel boxes that you can get. So there are options.
So definitely going to get one of those boxes because I truly can't deal with it. With this. I mean, we had the same cry 4 years ago when the Olympics was in Rio, de Janeiro, in Brazil, and back to the business at hand.
Okay, so tell you what, we were talking about Prime Minister Gaston Brown, so we'll see what happens there and whether or not the people will choose to go in a different direction when the elections are called. But I can tell you the people will return Gaston Brown as Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda. There is absolutely no way on this earth that I can see that Harold Lavelle becoming the next Prime Minister of Antigua. That will be the biggest joke of the century. Now, tell you what.
You're seeing crazier things.
Okay, well, that is true too, but not Harold. Tell you what. Let us take a break. We'll hear from Carl and Sons on St. Martin. And then we have some Nevis politics, Rohan, to talk about, which I'm sure you'd be interested in right after this.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Huntley will inspire! Mervyn Huntley will empower! A voice powerful beyond measure! He will keep us strong under pressure! Touching the hearts and souls of family! You will hear his voice through your tragedy! Television, online, and overseas! Tune in to Mervyn Huntley!
Okay, so we are back at the Blue Table. I am Mervyn Huntley with Rohan Isles tonight. And Rohan, over the weekend, well, let's talk Nevis politics for a second. I see that Samuel Keynes. Sam is a good man. I like Sam. However, he announced that he is running for office. He made a post on Friday, late Friday, close to midnight, to announce his candidacy and said that a party has been formed. I don't even know what I felt like Sam just wanted something to do that night on Friday night, and he just came on Facebook and wrote that wrote what he wrote, right? And then he started to talk about, oh, he had this conversation with this woman. Sam had no conversations with no woman. As I said on social media, Sam was talking to some kind of jumbie, especially that time of night, right? Talking about that he's running for office. And that is good, mind you. That is good that people are coming forward and they feel that they can offer better, or they feel that they would like to make a contribution to the society, to the community, where they were raised and grew up, or whatever the case may be. But Samuel Keynes will not cut it out for politics. He's good, but he's not electable. And he will be taught a lesson. I got a comment from one official who said that, basically telling me that he can bet that Sam Keynes, his name will not be on the ballot come election day. That's what they think, that Sam will not do it. Folks already are pushing back against the candidacy of a Samuel Keynes. They have spoken about his time at Four Seasons, and whether or not true or not, I know. And I can tell you, if I've spoken to 50 persons on the weekend regarding Samuel Keynes and running for office, 49, they have indicated that they have some kind of memory of Samuel Keynes and Four Seasons. Now, I don't know. Well, I know of a certain of one issue as well. So he is not going to have, and already, and I think he knows that his problem, being the HR, the human resources manager for director at Four Seasons, because he came out with a long epistle just explaining his decisions at that time at Four Seasons and saying that those were the policy. Well, hello, Sam, you were the director of human resources, and you're talking about you had to carry them out. You had to carry out the policies. You could have stood on the side for the people if you really wanted to. So don't chat no nonsense in my ears or on social media to say that you had to carry out the policies. And now all of a sudden you care for the people of Nevis and you want to run for office. Rohan, let's start there.
I didn't mean to laugh, but...
You did, but go ahead.
Congratulations. Congratulations are in order to Samuel Keynes. I mean, anybody who is desirous of offering themselves the service and the betterment of the people of Nevis, I wish them well. Not one to chastise and to call out. But it's particularly interesting to note, as you would have said, the timing of the release of the information pertaining to a new political party. I would like to think that people in doing new political movements would seek the audience of a wider range, audience, so that people, you know, get a fair understanding of what the movement is about. I read part and parcels of it. I understand it is the MRM, I think, a moral restoration movement is called. There is no color affiliated with it.
Where was the moral restoration movement when he was head of human resources at the Four Seasons Resort?
Well, you're going to have to ask the people who worked with him at the Four Seasons Resort where that was. I know when people, from what I have heard, when people talk about Sam Keynes and Four Seasons, it's never in a good light. That is what I know. That is what I have heard. That is fact. And I think he understands that, and that is why he has, in his discourse, he spoke about that particular relationship. And what I found particularly interesting is that he, in a sense, placed the Four Seasons Resort under the bus wholesomely. It wasn't him, it was them. And, you know, I kind of differ in positions with that, because I will say openly that, I mean, he used an example.
And then he said Ted Hobson was the lawyer and this and that. Lawyer.
You know, my thing is, though, if I am HR, if I'm me, and as you would say, standing on the side of the people, if that is the case, and somebody, a coke, man, I'm not firing anybody for a coke, you know, but people can wage it the two ways. But it comes to me as HR. I mean, I can ask you, isn't it the purview then of the HR director to determine what exactly to do with the the situation.
But not only that, Rohan, not only that.
I'm not forwarding it to the GM. I'm going to deal with this one.
But Rohan, not only that, not only that. An HR director would recommend policies that they find fit for the staff, management and staff. You are the HR director. So you are the one who's leading the whole operation when it comes to the what you expect and what necessary rules and regulations will be in place at the company.
Right. So I mean, so you're saying that more than the company general direction, he had an input. He could have said, listen, we need to change these or we need to change those, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. I mean, as I said, people are going to, you can dissect it in different ways. I just feel that that example alone wasn't probably his strongest example to use, but he's in the course of discussion now as a potential candidate for St. John's, I suspect. I guess we'll get more in terms of the seriousness of the candidacy.
It can't be a serious... Not launching, not announcing at midnight. You can't be a serious candidate, and you can't be a serious candidate when I know of a situation where it's alleged when this person very close to Sam Keynes, a lady by the name of Rodney Elliott, right? Sam Keynes was in HR when Rodney Elliott was kicked by a manager, a Caucasian manager. And I just want to ask Sam Keynes one question. If he finds the guts and the balls to come on at the blue table, what did he do to defend his family, very close relative, Rodney Elliott, when she was kicked by a Caucasian manager? That's number one. Go ahead, Rohan.
Well, I guess, as you say, when you enter public service, a lot the things that are in the woodwork begins to crawl out like what is that? Termites. So, I mean, you know, as I said, we'll see the seriousness of the candidacy. I mean, of course, through the release, we saw that he has, by his admission, he has candidates for St. John's, St. Paul's, and...
Okay, Rohan, you know what? I don't want to talk about further the candidacy of Sam Keynes. It's not going anywhere. He will not get 13 votes. So we are making him... Yes, it's an important news story, I believe. But at the same time, I do not believe that we should spend more time talking about something that will not have much impact on the election on Nevis. Let's move on. Can we? Shall we? Now, Premier Mark Brantley, boy. Mark Brantley. Rohan, the Premier made a statement over the weekend, and I want to talk about the statement because the Premier knows what he's doing, huh? Just know that. And we can all have our agreements or disagreements on what we think of him as the Premier, as the leader of the island. But when it comes to the politics, some may say, well, it's nothing to laugh at, but the Premier is also very strategic and he knows what he's doing. And on Sunday, no exception, he made a Facebook post and he said, just here minding my business doing some push-ups. And someone sent me a reminder that all those vying for political leadership in Nevis against me, done collecting social security. If you're already over 60 and in your retirement, and you only now realize that you have something to offer the people of Nevis, then I beg you, go sit down. We are living in some serious times, and the serious times demand a serious attention from serious people. Rohan Isles. Oh, wait. Let me read now. Whether or not this was a direct response to the Premier, I almost call her honorable. Every time I mention her name, I almost say honorable Dr. Well, she's an honorable lady. She is an honorable lady. So Dr. Dr. Janice Daniel Hodge, this morning in her Facebook post, she said, whether you're 60 or 12, man or woman, do not allow to shake. No, let me read that over again. Whether you're 60 or 12, man or woman, do not allow anyone to shame you and prevent you from contributing positively to the development of your country. I appreciate and salute all of you, NRP, CCM, voter or non-voter, who have done and continue to do your part in building Nevis Have a blessed day. Change must come. Rohan Ives.
Well, let me switch and clearly put on my green cap here. Mm-hmm. I wish the Premier would call names when he begins to make his gesticulations or his gestures in the political realm to seek to discredit individuals. You know, is the only way to make contribution to the island of Nevis is through premiership? Is that what he's saying? That if you know, the only how you can have any real level of contribution to the development of Nevis is through being the premier? Because people would have been contributing all their lives or all their adult and professional lives to the development of Nevis. So if he's calling out individuals, and I think we all know who he's trying to get at, these individuals would have professional careers that span almost as old as he is. And so they would have been making real contributions to the development of Nevis while he wasn't. Is that the case? Is that a fair argument to make? Because to say that somebody is 60 and collecting pension, they can't make any real contribution to Nevis, or it's, by his estimation, this is, at this point in time, they have recognized they have something to contribute. Politics isn't the only way you contribute to the development of Nevis. To their professional careers, they would have been contributing, whether in education, whether in health, whether in agriculture, whether in business, whether in nursing, whatever avenue, people continue to contribute to the development of Nevis. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to be a politician to be contributing to the development of Nevis. And so to claim people who are 60 are just now recognizing they have something to offer is foolery. It's utter nonsense. And we ought to stop glamorizing and giving so much attention to the foolishness that this gentleman seeks to spew in order to stay relevant. And in order to rile up and mobilize his base who go cack, cack, cack and find it funny at these foolish notions. They will defend their contribution if they were to be put on the same spot and say, listen, in your lifetime, you never crossed to be a politician. You have made no real contribution to the development of Nevis. Look at you, you're almost 40. And no, they're going to defend that and say, listen, I have been working all my life, I've been paying my taxes, I've been contributing, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, I've been giving back to society. And that is why Dr. Janice Daniel Hodge, the next premier of Nevis, is so correct in saying that whether you're 60 or you're 12, because there are 12-year-olds who, by the nature of their humanity, would have made significant contributions to the development of Nevis. Whether they go next door to help the elderly mow the lawn or run errands, or whether they are helping their mother and their father and whoever else in business, they have been making their contributions. And we salute those kind of individuals. And to those who are 60, who would have lived to see 60, that golden jubilee, who over the years would have made contributions unknown to many to the development of Nevis, we salute you. Whether you were in RP, whether you were CCM, whether you would end up voting for Marvin's good friend, 7K, whether you're a voter or a non-voter, your contribution is significant. It is recognized, it is appreciated. He's right with one thing. Serious times require serious people. And at the moment, he's a joker. Change must come.
Rohan Ives, we're going to leave it there for tonight. I want to thank you for joining me at the Blue Table. And I can tell you, I've listened to you. The Premier, he doesn't take last lick. So brace up.
Well, my friend, I am sure you recognize that times are different. This time around, he doesn't get away with making those comments. Somebody's always ready to give him a response. It's not going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be a stroll to the finish line. Not for him, not for his colleagues, not in this next local election.
Wow. Wow. Rohan Ives, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened tonight, another episode of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and Rohan Ives. Do join us again tomorrow for a similar presentation. Have a good night.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us under the pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.